The second signing today, we heard from his former Boston College teammate, Bill Arnold, and now his new Flames teammate, Johnny Gaudreau, joins us on the program right now. Johnny, congratulations on signing today. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm good. It's been an exciting past couple hours here down in Philly.
How much of a whirlwind has the last 24 hours been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy right now. You know, I just got finished my my BC season, tough loss last night, and just got done the Hobey Baker Memorial Award, and you know, I got the chance to sign with the Flames. So it's been pretty crazy these past 24 hours.
Well, let's kind of go through it in sequential order and start with last night. I mean, your impressions on that game and the loss to Union.
Yeah, you know, last night was a tough loss for us. You know, we're right there close to the end, and we couldn't just bury the last couple seconds there. So it was a tough loss for the guys.
Then kind of take us through what happened afterwards. What was the dialogue like with the Flames? How did it all kind of come to be that you ended up signing one day later?
Yeah, I spoke with the Flames after the game and told them I had to go home and speak with my family at home, and it was important for them to hear my decision. And so I went home, talked to them, and went and signed with the Flames later this afternoon.
So how much of a decision was it, or how difficult was a decision for you?
Extremely difficult. I wanted to end my season here at BC with a national championship, and I was debating, next year's in Boston, and it could be a pretty cool experience to win in Boston. I have a great group of guys here at BC and a great team and a great junior class that would be tough to leave. What I thought was most important for my career was to sign with the Flames and continue my career.
How come it was the most important thing for your career? Why did you end up making this decision?
Yeah, I think it was just time for me to, go into the next level and try to pursue my, every player's dream is playing the NHL and try to make an NHL team. And, I thought, I had a few good years here at BC, and I really enjoyed my time here and played with some great players, and I thought it'd be fun to move on to the next level and do it with one of my best friends and my linemate here at BC, Billy Arnold.
Johnny Gaudreau's with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. How much does winning the Hobey Baker mean to you, John?
Yeah, it was it was a pretty emotional day here. I won it here in Philly, pretty close to my hometown. I had a ton of family and friends here that, a million pictures today, and it's been exciting. It's been tough to keep it away from that I signed, but finally they got to know, and a ton of people are happy for me down here, and it's just been a pretty emotional day right now.
How do the kind of emotions balance out? The disappointment from yesterday, the excitement of the contract, and the Hobey Baker. It must have been kind of like a 24-hour roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's been difficult. I mean, coming after a tough loss like that, to watch your senior class, leave the locker room without a national championship was, pretty tough for me to see and watch. And coming right out of there, I had to make a pretty important decision what I was going to do next year. It's kind of crazy how my emotions just completely took a different direction from being, pretty upset and disappointed with how the season ended to, extremely excited and ready to, pursue my next dream.
John Gaudreau is with us here on the Flames at 5. How fondly do you look back on your 3 years at Boston College?
Yeah, it's been, the best 3 years of my life, I think. Coach York's done a tremendous job here at BC and with me. And, he's made me a great player on the ice and I think an even better person off the ice. And, that's what I came to BC for is, to get a great education, to get coached by a great coach and great assistant coaches, and just make me become a better person and a better player. And, I think Coach York's done a great job with me for these past 3 years, and I owe him a ton of thanks for what he's done for me.
During the 3 years there, you win a national championship, you win a World Junior Gold Medal, and you spend 3 years at one of the top colleges in North America. How did you progress as a player?
Yeah, every day, you know, Coach York, you know, strives on, you know, you got to get better at something every single day, and we harped on that every single day, whether it was at the end of practice and middle of practice or before practice, and he always brought that up, getting better every single day, and you know, he just done a great job with that concept, and, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned from him, you know, just getting better every single day, and I think from what he taught me, you know, I'm going to be able to carry that over to the next level.
How special is this to sign your first pro contract with your friend, with your teammate, Bill Arnold?
Yeah, it makes it, you know, a lot easier. You know, I know a lot of players, you know, through junior sign and stuff, but, you know, I got to, you know, sign and do it with one of my best buddies. And you know, it's just going to make the transition a whole lot easier. I'm going to have Bill on my side the whole way. You know, he's a great guy off the ice, great team player, and a great player. You know, I'm excited to see how well he does, too, because he's a tremendous player.
If Flames fans aren't familiar with him, because we don't get to see a ton of BC hockey out here, what should we know about Bill Arnold?
Yeah, I think he's one of the best block shotters I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you know, it's in practice, and, you know, Coach York and the assistant coaches are trying to tell him to stop blocking shots when it's in practice because we don't want him to get hurt. But, you know, he keeps laying out there for those shots. And then when game time comes, doing the same thing and scoring and getting points. And, you know, he's an all-around player, great all-around player. It's just fun to play with him. You know, a lot of players enjoy to play with him like I did. And a great teammate, too. So he's a full package right there, and he's a great, great team guy, too.
Just a few more with Johnny Gaudreau. I asked this same question to Bill. Have you wrapped your head around the fact that, like, in 2 days you're probably making your NHL debut?
No, not yet. You know, it's pretty exciting. Never thought I'd get a chance to do something special like that. And you know, I have been trying to, you know, bring in that. I just signed with an NHL team, let alone maybe get a chance to play for him. You know, it's exciting, and I'm just pretty honored.
Throughout this entire process, since you've been drafted in 2011, you've talked so many times about how honored you are to be part of the Flames organization, how thankful you are that they took a chance on them, and now you've signed that contract. So I guess, can you expand on that a little bit, just how excited you are to play for this organization?
Yeah, from day one, you know, when they drafted me, I was excited to be a part of this organization. You know, throughout my 3 years here at BC, they gave me a ton of support. You know, they haven't given me any tough decisions to make. They've supported me for every decision I have made, and that's what made it so special at my time here at BC, because I got drafted by such a special organization that, you know, lets me pursue my college career, and then whenever it's time for me that I think I'm ready to go, they'll more than happy to take me. So I think just having that great connection between another organization like the Flames really made my time at BC that much more special.
Final thought, do you have any idea how excited Flames fans are, the fact that you've signed today?
I'm pretty excited. I haven't heard much about it. I've been stuck at the Hobie Baker Awards ceremony for the past 2 or 3 hours here, so I haven't heard much about it, but, you know, I'm excited to get to Calgary and meet the guys and, you know, just be in the city. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be a Flame.
I can tell you this. There are thousands of people who are pretty jacked up that you're joining the organization today. I know it's been a whirlwind for you. We'll let you go. Just want to say thanks so much for squeezing us into your crazy day. Thanks so much for doing this, Johnny, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.